Hello, world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Influencers Formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy. I am the co-founder of the IBGR Network. I became a global radio authority and podcast expert because I've produced very close to 14,000 podcasts now.
Thank you. And Donna, nice to meet you. I'm Ben Gioia, international best-selling author and teachings reaching more than 50,000 worldwide, thanks to leveraging my book. So the kind of stuff that I did with my book, we're going to talk about that all in terms of your podcast and your book as well, if you'd like to do that too. We're hosts for your 13-week journey. And before we jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your business podcast, then contact us today at ibgr.info. So this week, once again, welcome back. We'll keep walking through an easy to follow. Oh, wow. All the things, Donna, all the words, all the syllables.
Hey, isn't everybody. That what we're talking about today?
Yes, that's exactly what. Yeah. So here we go. So what we're doing is an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week. If you miss anything, influencersformula.com. Welcome to the show. This is week 6 of 13. Goodness gracious. Right. Yes. This is podcast stage presence that helps make you a person worth listening to. Donna, I'm going to stop speaking. Over to you.
Okay. And if you're just joining us for the very first time, we do have an episode that talks about the different formats of podcasting. We choose live podcasting, podcast live, because there is the energy, because there is the authenticity, because we are showing up for you very real. And so that is what you're hearing right now, just the fun that we're having as we're creating this. As you were saying, Ben, this is week 6 of 13. We were just about over the hump there. And it's podcast stage presence that helps make you a person worth listening to. We're going to be talking about all this stuff behind the mic, including instant death to your podcast starts here, know, like, trust, and your special sauce, the extra 12% for your podcast. How to sit behind the mic and use your voice effectively, and how to build an audience of engaged listeners for your podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. Last week, if you weren't with us last week, it was episode 17 to 20. And we were talking fear your podcast, and that little voice inside was the mindset show. Really, really good one, because there's a lot of podcasters that never get to this point past that little voice in their head. You can also check out the Unsexy Podcast Success Factors, the script or not to script your podcast, or option C. We like option C, right, Ben?
We always like option C.
And how to speak on your podcast without sounding like you're reading from a script. Yes. How about this one? What are we doing now?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, everyone in between, instant death. Instant death to your podcast starts right here. Not with what this method is.
I'm so dumb.
What is coming up for what you can do with your audience, what you can do with your podcast, and giving them something they don't see coming, right? So the first time I heard somebody talk about that was Jordan Peele, writer and director. He said he's obsessed with giving the audience something that they don't see coming. Right. So today we are talking about becoming a person worth listening to with stories that stop your listeners in their tracks. And remember, of course, at any time, right, reach out to us at ibgr.info. Once again, ibgr.info if you'd like direct help from us. And if you'd like to follow the roadmap at your leisure and chip away bit by bit on your own, good luck. And that's at influencersformula.com. Once again, influencersformula.com. And I'm going to say something bold.
What? And unexpected.
So Donna, you can probably agree with me that facts give information, right?
They do.
I love
facts.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. So I like to remind people in terms of their books, in terms of our listeners for their podcasts, that facts tell, and emotions sell, mm-hmm. right? And you can tell a story in as little as 6 weeks, right?
Six words.
Sorry about that.
You can do it in 6 weeks too, if you want to. You can do it.
I mean, that's really like the podcast, the story of your podcast is about 6 weeks if you really think about it. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And can I just interject before we get into this a little bit more?
Yeah.
Thanks. Because facts tell, yes. And when we're talking about business podcasting, there is this seduction of saying, I want to give all this information so that you can the listeners can go and build it and do it and become it and fact. And there's this idea also of, well, I have to have my radio voice and all of this other thing. And when we say about emotion selling, it's even so much as just you hear Ben and I having fun, we're laughing, we're engaging. That's an emotion. We're creating an emotion in you. And what are we selling? We're selling you on our idea that this can be you as well. And so it's not just about the cash register emotions of selling. It's really building that whole listenership and having the change that you want to have in other people's lives. And so when you talk about six words, I said I was going to put you on the spot. Ben, you can tell a story in six words.
We can tell a story in six words. And we talked about that on a previous episode, just reminding our listeners, reminding you that, you know, that in that six word space, in that small space, just remember that, you know, emotions sell, emotions help people take action, right? And if you think what you can do in the space of six words, right, you can tell stories in six words as well. You can tell stories in six sentences, that you can transform your listeners' experience in, you know, a relatively small amount of space with a great amount of impact.
What would be an example of that? Told you I was going to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Isn't that the second time already?
Is it? Oh, sorry. No more then.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I can handle it.
I believe in you.
Thank you. I'm breathing. Using my mindfulness. Now, you know, one of the things that I remind people, especially book authors, and same applies to your podcast, right, is testimonials about you and your stuff are little stories, right? And when they are aligned with language that, you know, you're a client, your partner is saying something to the effect of, wow, we've never done this before. We've never had this result. We've never had this experience. We're able to really bring forth, you know, something that, excuse me, that's a good way to present yourself as an expert and also bring the power and what's the word? The power and the leverage of emotion and storytelling, you know, into a small space.
You had shared a couple examples of that with me yesterday when we were preparing this. And one of them was by John Kurtz, Kentucky Trash Heap Yields Unexpected Flower. That was a great one. You had a different one that we wouldn't say on the air.
Yeah, that was a difficult six words, but hopefully with a happy ending.
right. Yeah.
And then listeners, as you hear something, you know, like this as, what's the word, as literary and magical as Kentucky Trash Heap Yields Unexpected Flower. You don't have to write on that level, right? This is just to make that point of you can do a lot in a little space.
Mm-hmm. And so some of the things that you can do is brainstorm all kinds of stories, including your signature story. Those mess to success moments, the detours, the successes. And we did a whole episode on that very early. I think it was like episode 2, maybe back in the series. Case studies, testimonials. You mentioned that, Ben. Interesting things that happened to you last week.
The bus.
On the bus, on the plane. Ben's heading to Spain on the plane.
It's
like a limerick. Your purpose, your guiding principles, how to help make transformation and results happen. These are all things that you can brainstorm with stories, because we want you to choose three of them. We want you to dictate them for 3 minutes each and then take the dictation, clean it up in anticipation of
what's next? Yeah. And again, Donna, thank you for sharing all that. And I want to really underscore a point here, several points here. Just about everything can be a story, right? So remember that a case study, right? Like Donna said, you know, a testimonial, like I said, you know, an interesting thing that you realized on the bus, right? Which is a story that I often tell from the stage. Well, I was on a bus in San Francisco. Right? Mm-hmm. All of those things, you know, pay attention and, you know, like Donna said, choose those three stories and make sure to subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com, right? Make sure to stay on track with the roadmap. And if you want support from us for your business podcast, then make sure you contact us today at ibgr.info. Donna, what else, as we're kicking off, you know, this next part of our adventure together, right, and staying away from instant death, mm-hmm. What else do our podcasters to be? You already are podcasters. Congratulations.
Yeah, if you've been following along, you've pushed the button already. So congratulations to that. That was last week. Mm-hmm. I think as we wrap this one up, Ben, when we talk about instant death to your podcast, what we're saying is it's important to include those emotions, include those stories, be okay with showing up authentically, be okay with connecting. You can connect behind the mic without ever seeing anybody. And whether you're doing it with another person like Ben and I are, or you're doing it just with yourself, when you get into the stories, when you get into telling those, it really, I think, makes a huge difference on how it's received from other people. We'd love to hear from you how you like it. But we're going to have to end it now. This is part one of our four parts this week. It's episode 21, Instant Death to Your Podcast starts here. Our series is Business Podcasting Made Easy, Influencers Formula. We're broadcasting on the IBGR network. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Ben Gioia. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.